Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It happened last Saturday about 1 o'clock, and my wife Deb was going to my little nephew's wedding shower in Montgomery, Alabama. So we had some friends over, a day before to do some bow hunting, and we had fixed up 5 or 6 stands so that they could have, their choice of where they wanted to go. And I have another probably 7 or 8 stands, and we're very, very safety minded here. And nobody gets in a stand without a safety belt. You know, there's got to be a lifeline on a tree, which is a line that attaches to the top of the tree, ties to the bottom of the tree. And when you start up the ladder, you hook in, and then you're hooked in all the way up when you get in the stand, all the way down. So there's no way for you to fall once you get hooked into the lifeline. So we had the stands up, and generally what we do at the end of the year, we'll go and, kind of release the tension on the straps because the trees grow. And I'll go make sure that the tension's all right, that the stands are all good, and put a lifeline up. And I had 2 lifelines that I was going to put up that day. Deb took off to go to, Montgomery, and I was on a 4-wheeler, drove over here, put 1 lifeline up, piece of cake. It only takes 10 minutes. And so I drove across the dam of the lake and went to the other one and crawled up, and that stand was in good shape. It was solid. Of course, I had my safety belt on. I had my lifeline on my arm. And I checked, there was 1 strap that needed to be adjusted an inch. So I adjusted it, got up to the top, looked at the stand, and the stand was solid. So I'm like, okay, I can get up and, attach this lifeline. So I got up into the tree stand and reached around. I've got hooks on all my stands, and I reached around to hook into the tree. And right as soon as I grabbed my strap to reach up to hook into the tree, it was like a hangman's gallows. The stand just let go. And, down I went. I hit 20 feet. I don't know if I hit on my right side, but I don't know if I hit on my foot, my leg, or if I hit. I just don't know. But, I never lost consciousness, but I knew that, I hit hard. And I thought, okay, let me just sit here for a minute and see if I can't catch my breath and move a little bit. And I sat there for a couple of minutes and then realized that I wasn't going anywhere. I mean, I couldn't move an inch. I could tell that I was having major problems in my pelvis. But, I could wiggle my toes. I could move my arms. I could move my head, and I was still conscious. So I'm like, okay, I just, took a fall. So I had my phone in my pocket, which was key to this whole thing. I grabbed my phone out, and being in a spot on my farm where I had cell service was key. Got Deborah on the phone, told her that I had fallen, that she's going to have to come back. She's going to have to call 911 and come and help me. So she turned around. She was 15 minutes away. She turned around and, met the 911 emergency guys at the gate, and they came back and got me. And, and like I said, I never lost consciousness, but, I was in some kind of severe pain. And, I thought it was kind of strange because the guy said, okay, look, we've got life flight coming in. And I'm thinking, life flight? Why would I need a life flight? I'm probably an hour away from the hotel. But I was welcoming the way I was feeling right now. So they picked me up. I mean, the pain was unbearable, put me in the helicopter, and it was a 23-minute flight to Grady Memorial, and still didn't really think much about it, until I got there. They brought me in the trauma intensive care unit, and, the doctor told me, said, look, they got to do some things to help you here, but we can't really, your blood pressure is really, really low, and we can't give you any pain medicine. And I'm like, oh, all right. So then he gives me a shot in my leg, my right femur, and drills a hole through my leg and inserted a pin. And I'm thinking, my leg's not broken. What's he doing? And he put two 10-pound weights on it to kind of ballast out my side, because I think, my pelvis was so crushed, that would help just keep everything down. And at that point, I didn't know, but helped stop the bleeding. And then they tried to put me in some real tight compression pants, which they finally got in me, and I kept complaining about it, okay, look, this is killing me. You guys are killing me. And the guy stopped me and said, look, Ned, this is going to save your life. We got to do this. And that's when I started like, what are you talking about, saving my life? Well, I ended up going through 7-8 units of blood. They couldn't get the bleeding to stop. They had to take me up to surgery, to perform some procedure where they put something in my artery in my leg and shot foam up in my pelvis to get the bleeding to stop. And at that point, I was still in critical condition. Brought me back to the room and monitored me all night, and then finally went in the next day at 1 o'clock to do the surgery. To put the pins in and the rods and all of that. But after the surgery is when the trauma doctor came in and Deb and I were both, we were really kind of calm, not really worried about it. And he said, look, I want to tell you guys something. You guys don't know how lucky you are. And I said, yeah, we were lucky we had you guys. And he goes, no. He goes, these types of injuries result in death 25 to 30% of the time. And you had lost, your fracture was so significant. You were losing blood to the point where we couldn't stop. And he said, you were starting to crash. We were losing you. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I feel better now. And, but the whole key is there's been times where I've been out there and been up in a tree and reached for my phone and don't have my phone and think, God, man, that's so stupid. If something happened, you need your phone. And luckily for me, I had my phone. If I didn't have my phone, Deb was on her way to Montgomery. She wasn't coming back that night. And, I would have died right there probably in a couple hours. I just thought I was going to be fine. I'm just okay. My pelvis is broken. I'm a pretty tough guy. I can handle the pain. It just didn't occur to me, that this was going on. It did to my friends, but, not to me. And until it was all said and done. And by then, I was pretty much kind of out of the woods at that point. They had gotten all the bleeding stopped and, gotten the pelvis put back together. So, it was a little scary, getting on that helicopter because I was in so much pain and I was, kind of getting really, really woozy. And, I'm like, man, this is a bad one here, but I still felt like I was in great hands and really didn't understand the gravity of the situation until, I was through it. But, like I told Deb, I am so safety conscious minded on this farm. And if I was just, if I was just climbing up a tree, helter skelter, but no, I had my safety, I did everything right. It was just an accident, and what's the cause of the accident? I don't know. I haven't been able to get back out there and won't be able to get back out there probably for, a month or so before I can be able to, hopefully get out of this chair. But I don't know if the strap broke. I just don't know what gave way, why the sand would fall the way that it did. I told Deb, I just think that it was time that God thought that I should become a better listener. So, I get to sit and talk to you for 3 straight months now without moving. I got no place to run, no place to hide, and we both laugh about that, but. No, not really. It's just, one of those freaky accidents, and yeah. I just worked to get through it. The only thing I did was I shattered my pelvis, and I broke 4 ribs. I have no issues with my arms, shoulders, legs, ankles. Of course, you can imagine the bleeding and the swelling on my right side. But even where they drilled the hole in my femur, that's not even sore, so. Just getting, that pelvis to start to come back together a little bit. And, I think I'm going to be fine. And our next appointment, We go on the 20th of November to get all these staples out that they had to put in and re-x-ray, and that'll give us a better idea, how long we're going to have to be in the wheelchair. But, they said probably somewhere between 2 and 3 months, and, for me, it's going to probably be 2.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.